From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to stem the flood of migrants to the continent. European Union leaders meeting an emergency session in Brussels early Thursday agreed to change their open-door policy to hundreds of thousands of migrants from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. European Council President Donald Tusk says the potential is there for millions more to come. He said the EU will provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries.
Leaders have agreed on increased help to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and other countries in the region. More assistance will be offered in exchange for reinforced cooperation. At least additional €1 billion will be mobilized for help to the refugees in the region via the UNHCR and the World Food Programme.
EU leaders also agreed to quickly identify those eligible for refugee protection, but Mr. Tusk did not mention approval of a controversial quota system among the 24 member states to relocate 120,000 migrants and refugees. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power at an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
La réaction populaire, et en particulier celle de notre jeunesse.
Mr. Kafando said the opposition to last week's coup by the people and the international community reinforced the certainty of the justness of his cause. Last week's coup by the presidential guard, led by General Gilbert Diendera, came less than a month before elections in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. He had ruled Burkina Faso for nearly 30 years. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Thursday will become the first pope to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. Wednesday, his first full day in the U.S., Francis held a private meeting with President Obama and met with U.S. Catholic bishops and celebrated Mass attended by thousands. He conferred sainthood on Junipero Serra, a controversial 18th-century Spanish missionary who spread the word of the Church in what is now California. The Reverend Peter Crivello serves at the Diocese of Monterey, California.
Father Serra followed God's call beyond being a priest, beyond being a part of the Franciscan community, beyond being an accomplished professor of theology and a noted preacher in his day. He left all to bring the Christian faith to this part of the world. He cared for the people to which he devoted his life.
But his elevation to sainthood is a sore point for many Native Americans who say he contributed to the abuse and elimination of many indigenous tribes through enslavement and disease. Continuing his own U.S. visit Wednesday in Washington State, China's President Xi Jinping told American businessmen China will cut restrictions on foreign investment. His visit produced its first tangible result with the announcement China will purchase 300 aircraft from U.S. manufacturer Boeing for nearly $40 billion. Dennis Muhlenberg is Boeing's CEO.
President Xi's visit is a testament to the relationship between our countries and between Boeing and China. China is quickly becoming the largest aviation market in the world, and our partnership together is creating jobs both in China and here in the U.S.
In what was billed as a major policy speech Tuesday, Mr. Xi called for better relations with Washington. He also addressed wide range of issues that have upset ties, including cyber hacking, which President Obama said will figure prominently in their one-on-one talks Friday in Washington. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blasts hit a Sana'a mosque run by the Shia Houthi rebels. Colombia's president and FARC rebels reached a major breakthrough late Wednesday toward ending more than half a century of bloodshed. The agreement, to be implemented by March, would grant a general amnesty to rebels, except for serious crimes. Rebels who confess to lesser offenses could avoid prison and compensate their victims. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday again warned Russian action in Syria risks a confrontation with the coalition fighting the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry told an Italian newspaper he conveyed his concerns to Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emission controls on millions of vehicles in order to pass pollution tests. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.